Well, hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast. My name is Daniel James. I'm coming to you live from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And joining me always after a very long flight back from my pole.
Oh, yeah.
Is Scott Gall live from Berlin. Yeah. Scotty, how are you?
Jet lag. That was a big one, Daniel. A big, big trip. Big, big trip.
How long were you in transit all up?
84 hours, 8 stopovers. Yeah, long.
That's a fucking long time, Scott.
Yeah. Shall I give you the rundown?
Well, with the stopovers.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay. So it's all in the name of cutting money. My pole to Melbourne. To Perth, to Broome, to Beijing, to Port Moresby, to Auckland, to Ho Chi Minh City, and then on to Berlin. It was a big one.
That's a tremendous waste of the world's resources, that flight right there. Sure. But you did travel first class, Scott, so there was a silver lining to that.
There was a silver lining. Daniel, yeah.
Was first class good?
It's good. You get a bed and they cook your food instead of microwaving it. So, yeah, it's good.
Wow, that's worth the extra $10,000, isn't it?
$10,000. Yes. Yes, it's worth it.
Yes.
What did you just crack the top on?
It's just the usual, Scott, my pure blonde that I enjoy.
You do.
What are you consuming?
What am I consuming? Lemon schnapps.
Right. You love your schnapps, don't you?
The schnapps they do the job and they don't immediately put pressure on the bladder, Daniel. So win-win.
Yeah, I know. They get the job done. And if I recall correctly, Scott, you have one of the smallest bladders of any male I've ever met in my life.
I just can't deny it. Yeah.
All 6 foot for all four of you, and he gave you attributes in height, stamina, and strength. But the dear Lord above, if indeed there is one, gave you the pissiest little bladder known to man.
And quite an isolationist one as well. It doesn't want anything in there. As soon as something's in, he wants to send it straight out.
Xenophobic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mirrors Australian politics. Fantastic. Okay, well, you know, I thought last week's meeting at the My Pole Town Hall was quite fruitful. I hope that our two Patreon donors are happy with what they heard, all two of them.
Yep.
And like I said before, it's basically enough to get me a couple of potato cakes and a can of Coke once a month.
It helps pay for part of my journey as well, but yeah, funds alone.
Very, very small part of your journey. Very, very small part of your journey indeed.
We need more, Daniel, and...
Well, yeah, we need a truckload more if we're going to make this thing work. So if people want to go to patreon.com/simpletonpodcasts, that's podcasts with an S, you can find out how you can make the wheels go around on this little podcast that we've been doing things since 2012.
And in a special offer which Daniel and I discussed before, for every single Patreon that signs up... exactly as the 10th or the 20th or the 30th or the 40th. For every 10th one, Daniel and I will come around to your street and clean your car. We'll get out the foaming brush, the whole whatnot, the bucket full of water, the mops, and we will clean your car in our Speedos.
That's never going to happen in anyone's lifetime. And nor would we want that to happen to any of our listeners. That's just cruel, stupid... And overall, fucked up, Scott. So just grow up a little bit.
All right, not happening then.
It's time for the World Report. Scotty G, what do you got for this week?
The love-in, Daniel. The love-in. I think you know what I'm talking about here. The love-in.
The love-in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, of course I do. Yes, proceed.
Yep, let me just take a sip.
Let me take a sip.
President Museveni. Yeah, rhymes with a certain charismatic statesman of the past. One of the longest...
Trump? No, actually, no, that doesn't rhyme
with him, though.
Continue.
One of the longest-serving world leaders still in power, not only in Africa but the world, recently received the Great Collar of Independence Award from Equatorial Guinean President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo for... his, and I quote, outstanding contribution and advancement of the Pan-African cause on the continent, unquote. But you'd know that, Daniel.
Well, of course I know that, but what I also know is that was quite a mouthful, Scott. Well done.
How was my pronunciation?
Shit ass. But, you know, you're a stupid white Australian, so you've done very well.
Where did it take place?
And I believe it took place at President Ngwami's official residence in the capital, Malabo, Scott, where President Museveni arrived on the same day for a four-state visit.
Yeah.
Four-day state visit. Am I correct?
Four-day state visit. You're absolutely correct. You know your stuff. Ngwami, in fact, is also himself one of the longest-serving leaders in Africa and the world. Daniel, they've both been in power.
They go way back, those two, don't they?
They go back, those two. Alley cats, eh? Pair of alley cats. Yep.
Well, that's slightly disrespectful, Scott. But, yeah, I think I get to drift. I'm not sure whether Nathan would.
It's a little bit loving. Like, you know, Shane Warne and Kevin Peterson, pair of alley cats, eh? You know?
Yeah. They go, imagine those two on the town. Wouldn't it be just immensely fun? Them sitting around them and listening to them talk about themselves for hours on end. They would be some of the great raconteurs. Warnie could tell us about the time that Merv stuck his tongue in AB's ear, and Kevin Peterson could tell us of the time he hit Muralitharan back over his head for six and didn't did it again the next over. Oh, it would be fascinating. Anyway, Scott, like you said, both these leaders have been in power for quite some time.
Yep.
I think it's important that we cover a few points.
We do. I'll start off. Leaders share not only a long-term relationship as leaders of their respective regional countries, but also mutual interests and special cooperation within the oil sector, Daniel. That much you'd know.
Yeah, no, that's right. Uganda is actually looking to tap into EG's oil production capacity in order to bolster its own output.
Yep.
And, of course, this partly explains the fondness between the two principals.
Right, not statesmen. You're going for a fairly sterile word there, principals, for the two guys.
Well, I don't feel like we should call them statesmen, but it's certainly fucking better than alley cats, Scott.
Touche.
Which is what you just labelled them.
Touche. All right. They do have not only professional connections, Daniel, but also common personal connections, hobbies even, such as stamp collecting.
Yep.
They're both avid stamp collectors. What else?
Both love their hovercrafts. I think they both really enjoy early 2000s Miami pornography.
Of the Miami variety, I see.
The Miami variety. It's own, you know, as it, some people who are connoisseurs of these things have told me that each region in the United States has its own sort of different flavour when it comes to the pornographic game. So
that's
good on them.
That's good on them, Daniel. The language barrier, though, it has to be discussed. There is a language barrier between the two. What is the official language of Equatorial Guinea?
French.
And Uganda?
Ugandan. But you're asking me these questions, and I know you know the answer, but you're asking me these questions because you think, oh, shit, how the simpletons out there might want to actually learn something from the podcast, but I'm not going to treat our devoted listenership as stupid as you think they are, Scott. I'm just not going to do it.
All right. No, good. Mr. Ngwami, I'll push on, Daniel, with this, was actually in Uganda himself about 6 months ago to sign deals on several things, including security. And here's another footnote about a little thing that happened about 5 years ago. He's actually been there a few times, and about 5 years ago received an award himself from President Museveni in Uganda's capital, from memory, which I believe is Ugandan City. Daniel.
You're totally making that one up. And I won't belittle our listeners by telling them what the actual capital is. They already know.
Right. You're going to ask me what the award's for?
Yeah, what's the award for? It's another long title, Scott, I believe.
Well, and I quote, it's for, and I quote now, selfless contribution to peace and stability, not only in their own countries, but also in their respective regions, unquote.
So that's the actual title.
That's the actual title of it, Daniel. That's it.
Well, look, I have to say, Scott, is there anything else? Anything else?
No, I think the consensus was at our last post-production meeting, we've got to keep it pissy. And Nice and short.
No. Piffy.
Piffy. Oh, yeah, I thought you had a lisp. I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm sorry.
No.
I think we're done.
Well, no. Well, that was actually quite informative and quite entertaining, Scott. So well done to you.
Thank you for the
kudos. No, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Okay. Now it's time to move on to... Oh, for fuck. Now it's time to move on to an announcement from the Simpleton podcast editorial team.
Greetings, listeners and denizens of the Simpleton podcast. You might have noticed some changes taking place at the Simpleton podcast. Some of these changes will be of a short-term nature. Some of them will be short to medium-term, while others yet will be simply more of a medium-term variety. Some of the changes, meanwhile, will be of a medium-term nature, just as sure as others will be long-term in nature. So, whether the changes are short-term, medium-term, long-term, short to medium, medium to long, or, simply put, short to long-term, you can be rest assured that change is on the way, and will take a number of different forms, varieties, sorts, and kinds. Change is on the way. I bid you goodbye.
Totally and utterly incomprehensible, Scott.
Are we allowed to speak our mind on this?
What the fuck are they on?
Are we allowed to speak our mind on this?
I'm fucking speaking my mind. What the fuck are they on?
Well, they're back on air. That's our whole thing, isn't it? But
yeah, like I said, we agreed initially that it would be a trial basis for both the editorial team and for yourself.
Yeah.
You're going along okay today, actually. You haven't had too many snaps and you haven't become overly petulant at this stage. So I applaud you.
Thank you.
But I'm moving the Simpleton podcast editorial team away from the probationary period and actually putting them on a 3-strikes policy. And let me just say, they've just used up 2 of their fucking strikes, Scott.
Do you have the power to remove them, Daniel? Remember the shareholders.
Look, I can smooze you up to the shareholders and have my way with them and with this podcast, Scott.
All right.
So just leave things up to me. It's time for the sport. Hang on. Actually, there is no sports report,
that's
Scott.
Right, Daniel. I aim to please. Yeah, it's a new me.
Before we move away onto whatever it is that you've come up with here.
Yep.
Have I mentioned that Richmond are in the grand final this week? Have I mentioned that, Scott?
You have not mentioned it. I tell you what, mixed emotions for Ando right now.
Ando will be feeling the highs and lows of what sport is after a narrow 1-point loss by the Arawa Seconds in the GVFL grand final yesterday.
Yep.
But at the same time, he'll be over the fucking moon and probably in an alcohol-induced coma at the thought of the Tigers winning a premiership against that made-up team, the Adelaide Crows.
Yep.
So, you know, swings and roundabouts. Swings and roundabouts. Okay, Scott, what is this? I don't have anything in front of me. What are we actually moving on to?
No, you're a little in the lurch about this, Daniel. A recent survey of our listeners actually revealed that they wanted to know more about their two co-hosts, namely you and I. And it was agreed to put the sports report on ice for now. And over the course of 2 weeks, this week and next, to run a 2-part series, Daniel. One of the episodes will be about you, one about me, Daniel. A day in the life of me this week, next week. And I think you might be finding out about it now for the first time. A day in the life of you, Daniel. This one's been shot. It'll be your turn coming up in a week. So get yourself ready. And it's titled, At the Service of the People, A Day in the Life of Scott. Surprised?
Yeah, gross invasion of privacy. But if that's what the shareholders want, if that's what we need to do to appease them,
yep,
then so be it. All 2 of them, then so be it. Roll the tape.
5 a.m. Time to rise and have some breakfast. I don't muck about in the morning. The world is outside, and it's waiting impatiently for me to make it better. After a quick workout at my local gym, I head on down to my local bank and withdraw some cash from a little trust fund I've set up for some of the region's homeless. Then, it's time to hit the streets. I begin to make my way down the busy promenade. It isn't long before I encounter a poor, unfortunate soul. A young, uncouth teenage boy on the corner of the block. I go up to him and pull out a crisp $100 bill.
Here, have some money. But don't do drugs, please. Don't do drugs. Promise me.
I then round up a few mates. You know the type. Those who are not quite as fortunate as you and I. We head off to a restaurant. It's kind of fancy. Lunch is on me. They deserve it. It's the least I can do. During the afternoon, I run golf lessons for homeless kids down at the local course. The lessons are free, as is use of the necessary equipment. In the evening, I head on down to the local bureau of the Simpleton Podcast Network. We're not recording tonight, but preparations for the next episode are proceeding in earnest. And sometimes, it can get a little tense.
No, no way. Look, this podcast, this news network, it's all about integrity. And you guys know that just as well as I do. So until you provide some sound sources for this story, we cannot and we will not run with it. And that is my decision.
At the end of the day, I head down to the local soup kitchen where I volunteer 3 to 4 times a week, feeding the disadvantaged. It's highly rewarding to help the less fortunate, especially when you don't ask for anything in return. I get home just before midnight and have a quick, belated dinner. I then head off to bed, ready to do it all over again in the morning. It's particularly satisfying giving your time and energy to those in need of help, especially when you don't even get paid for it. Yeah, so there you go, Daniel. Day in the life of my...
Geez, Scott, I've known you a long time and I've never seen you... I never knew that you were so altruistic. I actually thought you were kind of like a quiet family man that was more or less a hermit, unless going on Sunday drives with the family and being forced to go out to the world and actually earn a living. Besides that, you're on the couch watching Talking Footy. But this is a look. If that's what's in the can, Scott, that's what's in the can. So shareholders, take heed of what you just learned about Scott Gould, because you learned just as much as I did.
Daniel, and it's your turn this week.
A fantastic idea. Mm. Huh?
Your turn?
My turn next week. Yep. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Look, I'll do what the shareholders ask of me. All right, Scott. It's time to cross to Robert Hannell in the Skywatch traffic chopper. This week brought to you by Bushel Blinds. They're just a shade better. Rob.
Thanks, Daniel. A giant blanket of deceit has blocked off the Railway Street overpass. Drivers should expect delays as they try and head to Shepparton to avoid Burton's IGA ridiculously overpriced groceries. The CFA are at the scene as first responders to try to figure out how they should lift the veil. There's also been a 3-pedestrian collision at the corner of Parker and Tarkham Streets. It's believed that there are at least 2 people deceased at the scene, with 3 others inexplicably in a life-threatening condition. For tomorrow only, get 30% off all new season's 5x4 hay bales, suitable for horses, sheep and cattle. Ring the Howsons and use the code word Cystic Acne for a 30% discount. This has been Rob Haddle for Skywatch Traffic Chopper, brought to you by Bushels Blinds, they're just a shade better.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Rob.
Yep.
Thanks, mate. It's good to have him back too. I think a week before last we had to cross to Clowfus and that was just an absolutely unmitigated disaster. So good to have you back, Rob.
Good to have you back.
Scott.
Daniel, might I ask a logistical question?
Sure.
This is not live to air. It usually comes out a day or two after. Is that information provided by Rob there still useful a day or two later?
Well, you know that the pace of country life's a little bit slower than it is here in the big city, Scott. So... I'm tipping that it is, yeah.
Good answer. Good answer. Letters.
Time for listeners' letters. Yes. Dear listeners, we could not do this podcast without you and our two Patreon subscribers, patreon.com/simpletonpodcast. But if you want to send Scott or I some correspondence and get your thoughts, your well views, your words on air, simply drop us a line at contact@simpletonpodcasts.com. Mm. contact@simpletonpodcasts.com. Mm. This week, Scott, we have three letters, and I believe you have the first one. Is that correct?
This one comes from Barossa Valley, and he or she comes from Merbau, North Victoria. This is what Barossa has to say. So, mushrooms have their own immune system. Pfft, big deal. What? Are we supposed to get all excited now? Thank you, Barossa. Daniel, I believe you have letter
Thank you,
two.
Barossa. Yeah, I have letter two. This one is from Anonymous, University of Melbourne, which I believe is in Melbourne. I'm not sure whether it's Melbourne, Australia or Melbourne, Florida.
Yeah.
But maybe the listeners would like to do some research on that and get back to us with an answer, a definitive answer on that one. And Anonymous writes, dear oh dear, dear oh dear, dear oh dear.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous. Scott, I believe you had the third and final letter.
I do indeed. This one comes from Friars Black, Southampton, England, with a question mark. Does that check out, Daniel?
Yeah, well, you know, we know that there is a Southampton in England, but we're still unsure as to actually whether there is an England. And that'll pan out in the first few next few months.
It should be.
What is Mr. Black or Mrs. Black? I'm not sure. Right.
Okay, guys, I'd like to point something out to you. Thank you, Friars. Daniel.
Wow.
Over to you.
Okay. Well, we're having a bit of a problem with people just not kind of like. Fuck it. Just if you got letters, write them in. Contact at simpletonpodcast.com. Fuck it. Okay, Scott, that brings us to the end of episode 72 of the Simpleton Podcast. Is there anything in the week ahead that I or the Simpleton should be aware of?
Yeah, this applies to not only your good self, but Ando. And I'll speak about Ando.
Sure.
The preliminary final victory over Adelaide means Richmond is now in the big one next week.
Over GWS,
sorry. Their forthcoming matches against Adelaide. Ando's currently alcohol-induced coma at losing by 1 point for the Royal Reserves will either mean absolutely nothing in the euphoria of a Richmond victory, or it will be tripled in magnitude at the result of a Richmond loss. Daniel, what do you predict?
Yeah, that's something to look forward to for Ando. I see Richmond making the grand final as my personal victory.
Already,
my own personal victory.
Already happened. So what do you see happening?
Well, I just see the Tigers taking that made-up side from Adelaide to the cleaners.
Yep.
Anyway, time will tell. But anyway, Scott, I'd like to thank you for your time.
Ditto.
And more, far more importantly, I'd like to thank the Simpletons out there for their time.
Ditto.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.